Our water resources are still suffering from the effects of now 4 years of drought. If you go back 4 years and you total it up, we still have about a 27-inch rainfall deficit for those 4 years. So we're still seeing those impacts in our lakes and our rivers and our aquifer levels. And now we've moved into our annual dry season. So October through May is our typical dry season. We don't get a lot of rainfall during that period. So we're going to continue to see things dry out. I think for the Tampa Bay area, the good news is that Tampa Bay Water was able to fill the majority of the C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir during this summer. So that's the good news. That was one of our big problems last year was when the reservoir ran dry and, we had to really tighten the water restrictions to the highest levels. But because the reservoir is mostly filled. I think that there are enough supplies to get us through this upcoming dry season. So that's the good news. But we still do have the effects from the drought, and we're still really urging people to conserve water indoors and outdoors.
And the region is still under water restrictions. But last week, some of the counties lifted the water restrictions, eased them a bit. Tell us about that.
Sure. Last week, when our governing board met, they voted to ease the water restrictions down in Manatee, Sarasota, Charlotte, and DeSoto counties. And the reason they chose to do that was because the Peace River Minnesota Regional Water Supply Authority, that's basically the equivalent of Tampa Bay Water down in the southern part of our district, they built a new reservoir last year. It went online right at the beginning of the summer rainy season. They were able to store a lot of water. Right now, they have about 6 billion gallons in storage in both of their reservoirs and their aquifer storage and recovery well fields. And so it equates to about a year's worth of supply. So because they now have about a year's worth of supply to meet the needs of their region, that's why the board voted to go ahead and ease the restrictions down there. But so, again, we still have the effects of the drought, and we're still urging conservation. But that's really the reason why the restrictions were eased in that area.
So what are the restrictions now?
Well, right now, the Tampa Bay counties, Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties still have the tightest restrictions in the region. They're on our phase three, not as tight as what we experienced back in the spring, but we still have some tighter restrictions in place in the Tampa Bay area. Then the rest of our region is on the phase two. So everyone only can water one day a week before 8 a.m. or after 6 p.m. In the Tampa Bay area, there's some tighter restrictions on if you're going to plant new plants or new sod. Fountains, there's a few things that are a little tighter in the Tampa Bay area than the rest of the counties, but all of our counties still are on the phase two that calls for one day a week watering. Normally, if we were not in a drought situation, we would have 2 day a week watering.
And these restrictions go until about the end of the year. And what happens then?
The phase three restrictions for the Tampa Bay area are scheduled to expire on December 31st. So our board will vote at their December meeting whether to lift those restrictions or extend them.
And finally, I wanted to ask you about the El Nino pattern that might have kept us free from hurricanes over the summer, but might mean a wetter winter. Is that what the predictions are?
Well, the predictions are that we are in an El Nino now, and that typically El Ninos bring a wetter winter, and we were certainly all for that. What we've heard lately, climatologists feel that El Nino is kind of stalled. So October, we really got below average rainfall in October. Normally for October, it's the first month of our dry season. We usually only normally get about 3.5 inches of rain during October. We only got about half of that, though. We only got about an inch and a half of rain in October. So, we're certainly hoping that the predictions of a wetter winter do come true. Our water resources could certainly use some extra water during this dry season.